John was a well-known actor who traveled the nation in a variety of productions. In fact, a journey to one small town brought him fans for life. That is, until the actor turned out to be something more sinister. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Today we know him for his crime perpetrated against President Lincoln. Before 1865, he was known for excelling at his occupation.
John Wilkes Booth was an actor, so actors back then traveled to different theaters. Well, he went to St. Joseph to put on a production.
As Michael Crutcher explains, it was January of 1864, and the weather was anything but hospitable.
There was one of the worst winters of recent history then. He had a friend back east who was getting married, and he was bound and determined to make it back in time for the wedding.
The weather was beyond terrible, but Booth was adamant that he would make it from St. Joseph to the East Coast.
So there were all the snow drifts, and the Hannibal St. Joseph Railroad, one of the big railroads in Missouri, was closed. He couldn't get out east by train.
So with no train to get Booth to the East Coast, he restored to whatever means of transportation he could find.
We took some money and he rented a team of horses and a sled from a man, and he went along the railroad, followed it east, till he reached Breckenridge. And from there on, the trains were running at that point, but there were many delays. You know, wind was blowing, snow was blowing.
His journey would soon bring him to Brookfield, where he'd be further delayed. And the events that took place in that town are still well remembered today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. Brookfield, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.